Hello and welcome to the next episode of TLDR, The Gambling Files. I'm Fintan Costello and I'm joined by my very sexy and bald co-host, John. Hello, John.
Hi, Fintan. I'm glowing.
You are glowing. You told me you've recently shaved your head and your face at the same time. That's
well, I didn't like do it at the same. I mean, I did them in the same time period, I suppose. I didn't do them simultaneously.
Oh, okay.
But I am using, I'm not sure if I'm pregnant or if it's the new moisturizer I'm using that's causing my glow, but I am glowing.
You're glowing. Good, good. It's that time of year. It's that time of year we're going to do it. Anyway, today we're going to start with a fantastic guest. I've been super excited about this for the couple of weeks since we agreed to chat. We've got Max Frooms, who is one of the co-authors of The Caesar's Palace Coup. Which is a fantastic book that I'd highly recommend. And so we're going to say hello to Max. And so Max, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for showing up. We're very grateful. So I think what would be great for this is if you just, so Caesar's Palace Coup, give us a quick synopsis of the book and then we'll dive into it later on.
Yeah, absolutely. John Fenton, and it's great to be here. The Caesar's Palace Coup is essentially a story about giant leverage buyout gone wrong. And it focuses around the acquisition of Caesars Entertainment by two private equity firms, Apollo Global Management and TPG, at the height of the financial crisis. It was a buyout that was started in 2006 and finished in 2008. That immediately went into distress and then had its business pretty much decimated by the financial crisis. They fought for years to turn the business around, but ultimately it filed for bankruptcy. And they had an epic battle with their creditors over the ownership of the company. As it pertains to gaming, it was very interesting because Caesars was led by this revolutionary marketing genius, Gary Loveman, who was a MIT PhD, who went on to become a Harvard professor before being elevated to the CFO or COO and then CEO of Harrah's, revolutionized the promotion system that they had called Total Rewards, which is now standard across all gaming and companies and a lot of other businesses, where they target with precision the different customers with the different types of promotions and things that they would like. And he was able to plug all these different casinos into that system and wind up beating their competitors in every region that they grew in. And it was, it was very interesting to see like a PhD compete with the likes of these fancy hotels, like the Wynn and, Sheldon Adelson's hotels as well, by basically a promotional and marketing effort. And ultimately they got their crown jewel by acquiring Caesars, and then Harrah's adopted the Caesars name before selling to Apollo and TPG. And Loveman was one of the big reasons why they thought they could purchase this, loaded up with $25 billion in debt, and then still make a profit by continuing to grow it. That turned out to be just really ill-timed. They suffered from a couple different things, like they missed Asia, and then they saw after the great financial crisis, the entire Northeast started legalizing gambling and creating a huge competition for New Jersey and Atlantic City. And so that was a huge part of their revenue, and it was just decimated, never to come back. They fought as hard as they could, and they ultimately got too aggressive in what we call liability management situations. And they, instead of just handing over the keys to creditors and saying, "Hey, look, you know what? It was bad investment, bad timing, bad luck." They started to get really creative, and so they created a new entity where they moved some some assets that were, you know, they wanted to invest in and grow. And then they severed this guarantee for a lot of the debt that angered a lot of creditors, and then provided them with a lot of ammunition to kind of fight back during the bankruptcy. And our book goes into a lot of those courtroom battles that they had, and a lot of like the drama and the anger in there and the characters, which included, you know, these famous hedge fund managers like David Tepper, who's the head of Appaloosa Management, and he owns the Carolina Panthers now. That he bought after this deal. You know, we don't know if it's with the money that he earned from Caesars, but he made a lot of money. Famous, Oaktree, Howard Marks, who was a second lien creditor, and a number of other real interesting characters were involved here. It kind of provides the tension in the book. So that's where we try to tackle it from both, you know, a business standpoint and a tale of restructuring and getting to the restructuring business while capturing the personality and the narrative tension behind it, all with the backdrop of Las Vegas.
Absolutely fantastic synopsis, Max. And I've got so many questions that we're going to go into in the next episode. So thank you very much.